It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. This holiday season, northern Coloradans who've turned to Risk Canyon for choose-and-cut Christmas tree farms will find empty lots due to the destructive High Park fire. While that tradition may be lost, another persists. For the 25th year, a family business will sell trees near the mouth of the canyon, but they too faced obstacles this year because of the wildfire. KUNC's Grace Hood brings us their story in this audio postcard.
Hi, my name is Jean Hediger, and we sell fresh-cut native Christmas trees in Bellevue at the Bellevue Bean. We probably lost maybe about 5,000 trees, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we have property up in Red Feather Lakes, up by Crystal Mountain, and that area fortunately was not affected by the fire. And so these trees here we've cut on our family Christmas tree ground.
I'm Randy Hediger. I think this will be a very busy weekend. This is a wonderful location. It has a small town feel. It has a wonderful views. It's close to home. It is home.
Hey guys, do we have any open fence posts down there still?
This is my son, Bryce.
So I try to find an open post, which is close when you have a big tree, and tie it up with wire. Oh, this would be my 24th year. Last year was my first year I wasn't involved because I took a year off to go skiing for a season, but now I'm back and be here for another 24 years, hopefully. Step back, look, make sure all of our branches are looking healthy and they're all fluffed out. Usually we have someone pricing separate to keep the pace going.
I just go up to the trees and kind of evaluate what I think is a fair price for them. This is a lodgepole pine. It's our native high elevation tree, and this tree I would say is about 8 to 8.5 feet tall. I know for a fact this tree was cut yesterday, and I put a price tag of $30 on it. Over here we have subalpine firs, and I actually believe this is the variety of tree that went to the White House this year. We sent trees to the White House this year, and when we went out to cut the trees for them, as you know, we have a difficult time because of the High Park fire. So we found two trees that looked beautiful, but they were slightly singed from the fire. So when we brought them down to be shipped to Washington, D.C., we put a tag on them saying that they were part of the High Park fire in Colorado. You know, we will have so many people that will come here this weekend, and they'll step out, they'll see us, and they'll say, "We are so glad you're here. We were so worried you weren't going to be able to have your Christmas tree stand this year, and we didn't know where we'd go." And that is the summation of why it makes us all so happy and why we do this every year. We're genuinely appreciated by our customers, and that's joyful for us.
That was Jean, Randy, and Bryce Hediger. They lost 85% of their Christmas tree inventory in the High Park fire, but they're returning for the 25th year to sell trees at the Bellevue store in LaPorte.